The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we appreciate the Lord? Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory, an honor, an adoration. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Life Campaign. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the proclamation of your word. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Oh, we are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. Alabrone fekelebra pakalwa brenesata. Ego jishumania frepepe kolebrenia. Ole merenesi sibara natakaya. Hele brone fekelebrenia sasevokalaya. Avokanaya, levokanaya, evokanaya, evokanaya. Emen evokanaya. Lebrone sefekelebrenia nevokanaya. Arone fekelebaya. Shushubenia haka. Arone sefrepekenia labrobakana. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive your grace this morning. We receive your blessing this morning. Lord Jesus, I lean upon the staff in the spirit. I lean upon the staff of the fathers. Those that you have called to be ministers of the New Testament. I lean upon the staff also of the Father in this house. I come under the authority of Jesus that is resident in this place. I recognize the order. I honor that order. Lord, I receive mercy and anointing of the Spirit to speak as a proficient minister of the New Testament. Help me, Lord God, to minister with grace and cause your people to be established in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's see the first epistle of John.
Is in the light. Come into the light.
Amen.
Come into the light. Walk in the light. Labor in the light. Open the light. Use the light. Minister with the light. Minister in the light. Bring light. Shed light. Open light. Bring light. Even to my people. Let light shine on heart. Let hearts walk in the light. Let souls walk in the light. For there is a light that I'm in. There is a light that I'm in. And so that light is who I am. I bring you into that light to labor in the light. To open the light. To make men to see the fellowship of the light. To make men see the fellowship of the light. Of the light. Raise men in the light. For we have come to help you. Even my angel have come to help you. To strengthen you. To open you to the light. To make you use the light. to bring substances of the light even to hearts, to souls, to souls. Be a blessing. Bless, bless, bless with the light. Teach light. Preach light. Teach light. Preach light. Yeah. The light of the beginning. The light of the beginning. For I want to make this light resident in heart. I want eyes to see it.
Amen.
I want eyes to desire it. I want eyes to walk in it. I want to walk a walk in the souls of my people. I want to walk it. And I want to use this light that is shining now to walk this walk. Open it. For we have strengthened you to do that.
Amen.
See the Spirit.
Can we say amen to that? Amen. Okay, let's see the first epistle of John. All these letters, particularly the epistle of John, the first, second, and third epistle of John, the epistles of Peter, first and second epistle of Peter, and some other epistles, but I just want to do a little bit of zeroing in upon the epistles of John. The epistles of John, they extend into the book of Revelation. And it is in the book of Revelation that we see the understanding of the morning star. Revelation 2:26. And he that also, all those seven churches in the book of Revelation, they were churches of the morning. What did I say they were? There were churches at different degrees of morning light. Or different strengths in the morning. Okay? And their calling was to come into the crowning of the morning light, which I described yesterday as the star. The star is a symbol of being crowned, or the seal of the works of God. Now, let me reiterate that again, that the purpose of the message, you know, John said that in the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 5, he says, this is the message that we have heard of him, and we declare unto you, God is light. So the message is light. What did I say the message is? Now, I'm going to come back to the full spectrum of the message. I've said that before, and let me just say the message is light, life, and love. Okay? The message of the beginning is light, life, and love. And let me just quickly do a little bit of recap of what I mean by that. Everybody say light.
Life.
Say life.
Life.
Say love.
Love.
Now, what is light? Light is the understanding of the nature and the dominion of the true God. Because it's God's light. And it's the true light. In 1 John chapter 2, we see it says the true light. True light now shineth. So when we say light, light is the understanding of the nature and the dominion of the true God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Life is the nature and dominion of the true God. So you need light for life. You need light for life. Pastor Thompson said, when you walk in light, you come into life. It's when light has trained you that you come into life. Can we say amen? So that's why I said that light is the understanding of the nature and the dominion of the true God, or the Father. That's the Father's light. Then life is the nature and dominion of the Father, of the true God. Then love. Everybody say love. How many of you know that we have love at different spheres? So, there is a love in the Holy Ghost. There is love in Christ. There is also love in the Father. Every level of light has its own what? Love. So there is also love in God, or love in the Father. So what is love? Love is the demonstration of the fellowship, is the demonstration of the life, or the conversation of life amidst the fellowship of the Father and Son. So when you are growing in that fellowship, the fellowship of the Father and Son is a convergence of light, or is a convergence of hearts. As a matter of fact, you measure the strength of the life you have by the level of unfeigned love amidst those partaking of that light. That's how you measure it. There is no one that can say they have life if they don't have a commensurate love conversation that describes the presence of life. I can tell you, the presence of life is manifested in love conversation. The love in the Father is called unfeigned love. Thank you for giving me the scripture. You know, this unfeigned love, Pastor Tosin, is higher than charity. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren. There is something about the unfeigned love of the brethren that is hidden in the revelation of the Father's light, or coming into the life of the Father. The more we grow in the life of the Father, the more we come into unfeigned love. Can we say amen? Amen. It is that love that describes the presence of life. What did I say love does? Now, I tell you that love has different mannerisms. So now, as love, amen, describes the presence of light, hate describes the presence of death. So, the proof that you are not in love is that you hate. That's why John included those things. You can't say you love God and hate your brother. It does not. Those are measurements. Those are lies. Hate is the presence of death. Like love is the presence of light. Of life, rather. Hate is the presence that death is at work. Like love is the presence that life is at work. Can we say amen? Amen. I can't hear you say amen. Amen. The more we grow in life, the more hate is expired. Can we say amen? So that's why I said that God is light, God is life, then God is love. The love of God, or the love of the Father, is the litmus test that we have life. You see, the realm of the morning star is the realm of the perfect love of God. The realm of the morning star is the realm of the perfect love of God. And like I told you, the word star, when you check the word star, the Greek word for star is the word kobab. One of the things it means is brothers. So stars don't stay, stars stay, or they are ordained in their courses. And stars are bounded together. So if you see stars, stars have their fellowship. What did I say? So, if you say you are walking in light of God, the end of that light is that you are established in the fellowship of God. So that's why when you are a star, it's not only you. You see, it's in this world that the what we have in this world is not is the counterfeit of stardom. In the order of God, you are not a star alone. Can we say amen? Amen? You are a star with your brothers. Stars don't exist alone. Stars stay in their companies, in their order. And they are bounded together. So, I want you to understand this. So when we say morning star, the morning star is a full dominion of God's life. Of God's light, God's law, life, and God's love. Can we say amen? I can even tell you, the cycle is perfected in love. So when you are not being perfected in unfeigned love, then there's something that is wrong with the life conversation. So can we say amen to that? Revelations 2, thank you. So now I will not forget my thought. It's in the book of Revelation that we see the concept called the morning star. It's also in 2 Peter. I believe that day star is the morning star. In 2 Peter chapter 1. Some translations use it as morning star.
Because this is talking about the everlasting morning. We know there is a morning in eternal life. No doubt about it. Now, let me tell you the similarities or the differences. Pastor, if we are not thoroughly established in everlasting life, we cannot understand God's eternal life. Because there are a lot of similarities. You see, what you will see in eternal life, you will have seen it and used it to a measure in everlasting life. So, everlasting life causes you to be familiar with what? You see, amen. All those structures in eternal life, you have the everlasting expressions. All of them. Like, I believe and I'm submitting that as you have a throne in eternal life, amen. As you have a throne in eternal life, we have a throne that is what? Everlasting. For instance, Revelation 4 was everlasting throne. It was set up in heaven. That throne is not an eternal throne. That's an everlasting throne. And at times when you may mix them, but they are not the same. The difference is that the eternal throne has a stronger strength. Now, the throne in Revelation 19 is eternal. There was one that the Bible talks about that the face of him whom earth and heaven fled. So that means that throne is stronger than creation. It's far, far stronger. The strength of that throne is beyond the strength that is everlasting. So you need to understand that thrones, they even differ. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Let me give you another example. Revelation, John, Psalm 16. Thou hast shown me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That right hand is everlasting.
Yes,
I have taught it before as eternal. Later I now knew that this right hand is the everlastingness of the presence of God.
Yes,
so now this is it. So you will have to be established in the life of the beginning. Another word for everlasting life is life of the beginning. What did I say is another word for everlasting life? Oh, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You will have to be established in the life of the beginning, which is everlasting life, for you to find the eternal world. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, the everlasting life of God, I also call it the life of the beginning. That life of the beginning is the life of the morning. So you can write that down. Life of the beginning is also life of the morning. That beginning also has its own spectrum of life. The way the Lord painted it in my heart, he says, in the morning there are many mornings. We see that in Lamentation chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies come to an end. That's everlasting mercies. They are new every morning. So you can see, so in everlasting life, there are newnesses. There are new mornings. There are many mornings. Those mornings are degrees of strength. Now, I can tell you, when you consider God's life. Now, how many of you know that creation is also in the spectrum of the beginning? Both heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. So you see, the heavens down to the earth are all creations of the morning. Now, they are the creations of the everlastingness of the present. What did I say they are? Oh, you are not following me. Amen. I hope I'm not speaking over you. What did I say they are? So when God... You see, like I told you yesterday, God stepped out or condescended from the eternal dominion into an everlasting dominion. All of the beings of the Godhead, sir, I'm submitting this, sir, they all have the everlasting form. What is the everlasting? What do I mean by everlasting? It means that they have a form that creation can relate with. And that form that creation can relate with is a condescension. Now, that's why in scripture, eternal. What you use to qualify eternal is only. That's exclusive to the Godhead. There is Godhead. So when you see only in scripture, it's talking about eternal. When you see through, it's talking about everlasting.
For instance, Jesus defined eternal life as, and this is life eternal, that they may know the only true God, comma, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So, this is it. Everlasting life is also eternal life. But it's eternal life in the present or in creation. That's why at times they are used interchangeably. Eh? Now, eternal life is defined as the knowledge of the only true God. So when you say only, it's qualifying the dominion of God before creation. What did I say? It's qualifying. Then Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Reverend, sir. Jesus Christ whom he has sent is the true God. Because, amen. Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Ever Jesus Christ whom he has sent. How many of you know that Jesus was sent from the Godhead? So this Jesus he has sent is the true God or is a father. Because the last state of evolution in the maturity of Jesus, before he was crucified, Jesus was crucified on the cross as a father. Before then, he had become one with the Father. When he said, I am a father, my one, the Jews got angry. I won't, because they knew what it meant. Now, look at John 10, verse 27. Amen. I'm building my thought gradually. I'm coming here. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This old chapter is a very, we don't have time. Now, it says, and I give unto them eternal life. Actually, this is everlasting life. Eh? That's why I said that. Ah, and people here too today. You see, Bible is not straight as you think it is. You need spirit to decode it. Eh? These sheep are the sheep of everlasting life that have graced the pastures of everlasting life. It says, to them I will give eternal life, and they will never what? Perish. So, mean they will come into the nature of incorruption. Eh? The life that is incorruptible, unfading, and undefiled. Oh? So, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, you can see, these are not ordinary people. They have become stars. They are sheep that have become stars that have engraved in the palm of his hand. You see, this palm is a type of face. Eh? Well, it says, they are plucked them from my hand. It's not that. Those are, you see, everlasting arms. Let me say everlasting arms. Arms have face. Everlasting arms have face. So he's saying that this sheep, they will be engraved. So this man, they will be established in the life that is everlasting. Eh? He says, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. Now look at the next verse. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. So when Jesus is talking, at this point, Jesus' hand has become his Father's hand. Now I'll prove that to you. Now look at the next verse in verse 30. I and my Father are one. Now, how is he equaling himself to the Father? Let me read from 37. I'll read down to 38. Thank you. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Jesus is saying that it's not about me, it's about the works. So what makes the Father are what? Works. Oh, people of God. I said, what makes the Father are what?
Works.
So if I do the Father's work, what am I? A father name. So a son is the manifestation of who? The Father. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me, any lad believe me. But I am doing my Father's work. Now look at verse 38. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me. And what? So who is this? This is a father talking. Because he has done the works. So, take me back to John 17. So, who is Jesus that was sent? He's the Father. So, then we have eternal life is in two seasons. Eternal life is everlasting life, which is the life of the true God. then eternal life is also what? The life of the only true God. Now, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom what thou hast said. Now look at verse 4. I have glorified thee on earth. Ewo Bible, sir. I have. This sounds like past tense. So as at when Jesus was talking about, Jesus was already the Father. He was a true God. As at the time he was talking, this statement, John 17, was like quarter to go. In fact, I think after 17, he was arrested. So Jesus had already become the Father. So he was the Father that was slain on the cross. That was the stature or the works of the Father. I can tell you, Jesus Christ at this stage was already crowned. This was a star talking. When you look at this statement, we have to sample them. Sir, when I read Bible now, I respect Bible. Because you know why? Ask me why. I have taught things. You know, we have been for years now. You know how we taught Bible with strength. So now, I like the Bible to talk to me. Because I have to respect it. I have come me your mokini, sir. Because you will teach something, you come back again. So I have glorified thee on earth. So this glory was the glory attached to everlasting works. Because he's saying, I have. He's in past tense. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work. So which work? The work of the Father. So I have finished the work which thou gave me. So you know that this is not ministry work. This is the Father's work. Jesus finished the work. And the work is a glorious work. It's glory. Amen. Amen. If you know that the Father's work is a glorious work. Another word for this glory is salvation. Salvation. So, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. This is a very high statement. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy what? Own self. With the glory I had before, with you, before what? The world was. So, he was asking for what? Another glory. The glory of eternal life. So, you need the light of the true God to access the light of the only true God. So eternal life is in two seasons. The life of the true God is also eternal life. It's everlasting, but it's eternal life. There's no, I don't know how I can explain that thing. It's eternal life also. It's eternal life. Because you cannot come into the order of the only. Oh, that order is even difficult. That's why they use the light of the true God to train us. You will have been established in that life and use that life. You'll be familiar with that morning. You'll be establishing it. Then you will now wait for mercy. To now bring you into the world of the holy true God. I say I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Now take me into Revelation chapter 2. So all the churches in the book of Revelation, they were churches of the morning. At different strengths of the morning. Because this present also has his own morning. Take me to Genesis back before I come here. Let me establish that. Amen. In the beginning, God created what? The heaven and earth. Look at that. Everybody say, in the beginning. So I checked that word beginning. It does not really talk about time. Pastor Tosi, I know you are a researcher. That word beginning in the Greek is called ake. And in the Hebrew, it's called resit. And they actually mean the same thing. That word hake means origin. Or first in rank. Yes. That's receipt. Or first persons. First persons. You know, it just means chief. It means something that is first. So in the beginning, God created. So he's talking about the manifestation of these beings appearing in the dominion of creation. Of course, I know that they have an origin before time. Eh? But I'm just showing you the beginning. So now, when they brought forth creation, creation exists in the heaven and earth were created within that season of the beginning. There exist at different beginnings. So in the beginning, there are beginnings. I don't know how I can explain it. The morning has several morning strengths. Everybody say owuro. You know the way owu. You know the way owuro. You know the owuro juralo. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we know that the head is also an expression of this morning, but the strength is a lower morning strength compared to the heavens. Even the heavens, they exist at different strength of the morning. Oh, can we say God is great? Now, that makes you understand that morning is in progression of light. Huh? Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I think it was in Job. What is this? 38. Now, okay, let's start from verse 1. Are we together?
Amen.
The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind that said, who is that that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? Get up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was that when I laid the foundations of the earth? Look at that. Where were you? Declare if thou hast what? Understanding. Verse 5. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Who hath stretched the line upon it? He's talking about the wisdom that brought forth all this in the wisdom of the morning. That brought forth the everlasting wisdom of the morning. That brought forth creation in the way God weaved creation. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fasting? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? So there is cornerstone. Ah, God. Now look at verse 8. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God what? Shouted for joy. Can we say amen? So these morning stars, they are the most earliest beings of the morning. They are early beings. They are morning beings. Their strength in the morning is very high. They are high morning beings. This is the class of beings that cherubs are part of. Can we say amen? Even in the cherubic world, there are different strength of the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, why I'm saying so is what I want to take us into. That we progress in the morning. What did I say? The more earlier you are in the morning, the more you are closer to being crowned. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Now look at 2 Peter. Let me explain. Let me see 2 Peter chapter 2, then I'll come back to John. Let's start from verse 16. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
For we have not followed the cunningly devised fables, when you have made unto you the power and coming. These are doctrines. Power and coming of our Lord. What did I say these are? One is the doctrine of Christ. The other is the doctrine of God. Okay? But we are eyewitness of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and what? Glory. Honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus also had some kind of crowns before the last crowns. He will do works and they will crown works. He will do works, they will crown works. You see, at a particular time, he got a commendation. He got glory and honor. You know, glory and honor are crowns. Yes, it's a crown. So it means Jesus Christ was doing works and he was coming into crowns of those works. So up until he journeyed into chapter 17 of John. By the time he got to chapter 17, he had come into what? Into the crowns. Everlasting crowns were already complete. He was now calling for what? Eternal. Now look at verse 18. And the voice which came from heaven, we heard, when we were with him in the holy mount, We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, and ye take heed, as unto what? A light. That's how it comes. A light that what? Shineth in the dark place until the day dawn. And did what? Day star or morning star arise what? In your heart. I like the word arise. Everybody say arise.
Arise.
Uh-huh. So, you know, what does that arise signify? When something is arising, it's like you are what? You are building. It's a building up. So the day star, the morning star arise fully when you have attained the height of the works of God. What did I say you will attain? Or the stature of the works of God. Take me back to Revelation 2 from verse 26. Amen. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
And I hear that overcome it and keepeth my works to the end. So, Pastor, they will give you works. You will do them. Okay? Like Pastor told us, Pastor said, we walk in light and we come into works. Actually, those works, they are in light. What did I say works are? So when they say God is light, inside the light are works. Actually, sirs, let me submit this. The works are God's works. They are not yet yours. It is when you obey them that you own them. Because God ordains them that we walk in it. So when it becomes, Pastor told us yesterday, he says we bear fruits. Yes, we bear works. It is when you have done them that you bear them as your life. You have to obey them. God ordains that we walk. I like the way the Bible put it in Ephesians 2 verse 10. It says, you know, we are God's workmanship. Everybody say workman. Oh, say it again, no? You are a worker. The soul is a worker. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God, so those good works are in plural. They have their spectrum, complete spectrum, which God before has ordained that what? We walk in it. So when you are walking in light, you are walking in what? Works. That God has ordained. So the end of that walking in works means that you now what? You own the works. They become yours. That is why you must keep them to the end. How you keep works is by obeying it. When you obey them, they become yours. So you can't say that. He that overcometh and keepeth my works. And you don't just keep it, you keep it unto the end. It means that you can keep works and not keep it what? To the end. You are seeing how they come. It's not this. When they commend you to be a star is not an ordinary person. A star is somebody that has cut covenant for reigning. Thank you, Jesus. What did I say a star is? For you to be reigning, it means that you are already using the everlasting covenant as life. They have cut covenant with you. Now you are reigning. It means you have become a star. So he that overcometh and keepeth my works away, to him I will give what? Power over the nations. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, this is a very, ever say power.
Power
over the nations. So there are certain measure of powers you cannot, this thing is attached to the morning star. This power over nations is a derivative of the morning star. Because the next thing they will talk about is I will give you the morning star. So you can't have power over the nations. There's a level of which prayer cannot break nations. Prayer efforts are good. Have you ever thought about nations like North Korea? Those are locked nations. North Korea. Kim Jong-un. Where do you want to begin, sir? Where you want to begin with evangelism? Musa. You heard that? Have you heard that in King John? Whom? You know the way those people ask him, they are locked. You need powers attached to the star. Because stars are governmental influences. They have ways, a star casts influence on the earth. So Jesus said, aha. I will give you power over the nations. There are some nations that will not open up until day stars arise. morning stars arise. Oh, I can hear your amen.
Amen.
Stars of God. Huh? Thank you. Uh-huh. He says, you shall rule them with a rod of iron. I like the word rule. That's a rule thou in the midst of your enemies. It is attached to keeping the works of God. So a ruler is a work keeper. He's a keeper of works to the end. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. Honestly, I want to be alive when this thing is happening. This is more sweeter than Commando and Rambo. You say, you don't understand? This is too good. You don't understand? This is a reality to a church. Oh, glory to God. He says, they shall be broken to shivers. You know what shivers means? Shivers. Even as I received what? Of my father. So he's the father that owns those operations. Now look at the next thing he says. So he's attached to the morning star. It moves. That's why it's a derivative of the morning star. Look at verse 28. And I will give him the morning star. I will give him the morning star. So before you come into the morning star, you use rod. So that rod is also attached to works. Works of everlasting life. And then when you use the rod, as you are using the rod, you are entering the morning star. Look at the mind of God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Oh, you are not saying amen with me.
Amen.
Like you don't want this thing. Do you want this? Give me for years, sir. Give me for years, to your Lord. God, show us mercy. I will give him the morning star. So I will give him the morning star. I will give him the morning star. Meaning you will inherit the morning star. You will exist also as a star of God. And star, there was in heights, casting influence of God. Can we say amen to that? So I've shown you. So all the churches in the book of Revelation, they were churches of the morning. They were existing at different strengths of the morning. Amen. Yes. Now go back to 1 John chapter 1. Amen. Hallelujah. So now let's see 1 John chapter 1. So John was writing to churches in the morning at different strength of the morning. Now the way the Lord painted it in my heart, he says, they were all progressing in morning light. You will journey in that morning light until you become a star of the morning. You will keep journeying and journeying until the day star fully arise. It means that your works are complete. So, look at it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have what? Looked upon, and our hands have handled as what? The word of life. This is the word of everlasting life. It's the life of the beginning. Like I said, life of the beginning equals everlasting life. For life was manifested, and we have seen it. They saw it. They saw the architecture of the life of the beginning. When you get here, you become invisible to spirits. When you come into this state of life, when you begin to exist in the life of the beginning, because the life of the beginning is older than the creation. They can't understand your wisdom. No wonder John was a mystery to spirits. Oh, no. Don't be afraid of Satan. Just journey into light. Honestly. You become invisible to spirits. You will come into the wisdom of the morning. There's a wisdom of the morning. There's a first wisdom. There's a wisdom of that morning. Jesus operated it while he was on the earth. Look, the way Jesus was overcoming Satan was very easy. It's like, amen, very, very easy. You see, Jesus was operating in the wisdom of the beginning. Now, why you need this wisdom of the beginning is that you need Because the wisdom of the beginning is the wisdom that commends you to be a father. You need that wisdom to deal with the father. Satan is a fallen father. Because cherubs are fathers in their different strength. Can we say amen? Yeah, they are fathers of that. They are fathers of that world. They have wisdom of the life. So that's why a seraphim cannot enter the world of a cherub. He's limited because of his works. But a cherub can enter the world of a seraph, because everything seraphic is in a cherub. But nothing cherubic is in a seraph. So when a cherub enters the world of a seraph, he's a god. When a cherub enters the world of a seraph, they are burning. They are giving worship, burning incense. Because a god has entered their midst. You can see. So when you see them, cherubs were fathers of that world. They were the ones that operated the wisdom of that life. So who fell was a father. So you need to be a father to deal with a father. All of us here, we are called to be fathers. You see, when you see earthly fathers, they are showing you something. A father is an archive of wisdom. When you see a father, what you see is wisdom. Yes, you see Reverend Musi's white hair. What does it tell you? Wisdom. Fathers are known by their wisdom. The age of a father is equal to wisdom. Oh, you are not talking to me. That's why the elders tell you that. Inkoti yak babari, tojoko, I don't know. I can't finish it. What an elder sitting down. You cannot see. Even if you climb a tree, you can't see it. You know why? They have aged. Now, age gives you sight. What did I say, age? So a time will come where your sight will be what you'll be using to war spirits. Because your sight affects your walk. If Jesus was not wise, Satan would have trapped him. Jesus would do miracle. He would say, keep quiet. You do miracle. You will cut it out. Put it on the internet. Sponsor it. Let them know the power is here. You will sin. You don't understand. You are serving God and you are sinning. Satan is a terrible spirit. He's an age. The Bible calls him a old serpent. So you need age to deal with spirits. That age is found in the beginning. Hallelujah. You see why we have to journey to the beginning. Can we say amen? So the beginning is in different strength of the morning. So life appeared and we have seen it. They saw the life. I said we will see this life. Oh, Jesus Christ, we will see it. We have seen it and we now bear witness. There were witnesses. Those are stars. Am I lying, Pastor? Yes, sir. There were stars. They bear witness and show you that eternal life is everlasting. Which was with the Father and was what? Manifested to us. And that which you have seen and heard, what? We declare unto you that you might have fellowship with us. I'm going somewhere. Fellowship with us. So this is the fellowship of the Father and the Son. This is the fellowship of the Father and the Son. They don't just admit you into this fellowship, except you're a star. It's a fellowship of stars. They will bring you in when you have finished the works. So as at the time John was writing this, he was just saying, ever say us. Amen. Let me stand up a little bit. It was saying us. So who were the us? You know, amen. The word of faith actually had a lot of good culture. Part of it is confessing by faith. Amen. So when you see us, I am us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you that we may have fellowship with us. Tell them, never say we are the us. No. Different laws for different places. What makes you part of this us are works. You have walked. And you have generated works. When you generate works, the fellowship opens. Actually, the fellowship naturally is locked. Yes, it's a love. Not like they don't want, they want to give the life. Thank you, sir. They want to give you. But for you, for them to admit you in the fellowship, oh, you must have obeyed their light. What did I say? They will check you and check you and check you. And that's why, even in Nigeria, okay, we have fellows. Medicine, for instance, have fellows. Engineering has fellows. Do you know that? Who is an engineer here? You're an engineer. No, it's in Nigeria that everybody is an engineer. At a Toshi generator. Engineer! You know? Amen. When I was in school, one of our lecturers then was number three. Baba Lucas is now dead. You know, he was number three in Nigeria engineers then. Baba Lucas. If you call yourself an engineer, by mistake, he will ask you, what's your number? He will ask you your number because my father-in-law, for instance, is also an engineer. He has his number. They have numbers. So many people that call themselves engineers, they are technicians. So for you to be an engineer, you will be inducted formally. Oh, you are not talking to me. You will be inducted formally. Why? You have to obey the light. That fellows is what you come into. Before you are admitted into the fellows, you don't call yourself a fellow when you start schooling in the light. You are not yet a fellow. They don't agree that you are a fellow. That's why when they catch you calling yourself an engineer, if they catch you, they will tell you that, have you finished your exams? So you have to finish light. You have to finish works for you to now be inducted in the fellowship of the Father and the Son. So the fellowship of the Father and the Son is the fellowship of stars. It's the fellowship of the morning. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
That you might have fellowship with us. With us. John put himself as the horse. Beautiful. Pastor Tosin, we can enter.
Yes, sir.
And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. This is an everlasting fellowship also. Yeah. It's the fellowship of the Father and Son.
Yeah.
It's the fellowship of the Father and Son. It's the fellowship of the true God. Yeah. And these things we write to Him to you. Look at the, everybody say, these things. These things we write. We, He didn't say hi. So where were these things coming from? Oh, you're not talking to me. Where were these things? They were coming from the fellowship. From the us. Come on. From the us. These things, we. John didn't say, I write. When you are moving into the order of the morning star, it becomes we. This is not Paul. This dimension is higher. You see, Paul hardly uses we. But you see, John. By the time you are moving into the age of John, you are moving into the endings.
Present.
Yes, you are moving into a different order. This is the order of elders.
Yeah.
That time we are living apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teachers.
Yeah.
And those things are stronger in the churches of Christ.
Yeah.
Not like we don't have them in the churches of God. But they gradually wane.
Yeah.
We are now coming into elders. So these are elders. Elders. So these things we write. So what were those things? They were things of the beginning. What did I say they were? Oh, Pastor, amen. What did I say they were? So these things we write unto you. Let me just rush. Amen. Hallelujah. So these things we write unto you that your joy may be what? Full. Let me say full joy. So now it means all the churches, sirs, are not coming to full joy. Now, all of them were in the morning, but they are not coming to full morning. So, full joy equals full morning.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
These things were right unto you, so they had to write them. The fellowship had to write to them that you have to journey into full. The death time must arise in their heart. They will have to join to the point that they are fully born. You will obey lights to the point that you are fully born. You are born of God. When you are born of God, you become a star. So So these things will write unto you that your joy may be full. So I like ever say full joy. Actually, this full joy. Now take me to Psalm 16. Let me just take it a little bit. I feel I should not. I should just stay. I should not rush. Like I want to finish a message. You know, my brother will continue. Okay. Let me just follow that flow of steadiness in my spirit. So thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. So mourning is also presence. Yes, no. That's another word for mourning. Am I right, Pastor? Yeah. It's also presence. Yeah? In thy presence is fullness. So they have presence as spectrum. There is full presence. Thank you, sir. Bible says it. So weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh what? In the morning. Eh? And joy. So in the Most Holy is a joy zone. So you have different joy states. Joy is excitation. Eh? There are different joy states in the morning, but there's full joy. So that full joy is full morning that commends you to reigning. When someone is in full joy, it means the person has caught covenant and is now reigning. So the intention of the apostle is to bring all the churches into full joy. That's why he wrote to them. Now, one thing I need to let you know, see this, okay? I'm rounding up. You will have to stay long in everlasting churches.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Nobody's asking, talking to me.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you take the attitude of the milk churches to everlasting churches, you're going to miss it. They are different zones. It's not churches you just leave. I just want to leave. Actually, I'm not saying this to threaten anybody. You can be walking out of your destiny. I know we have to say gently. People are saying they are going to tie me to Eternal Life Embassy. Actually, your life is tied to churches. Because now, if you look at membership of churches in the Bible, you can spend 50 years. 50 years. Have you ever thought about you being 50 years here? Because some people, the way they see church is Haiti. I like Reverend Musui. I like Reverend Ken. Let me just have them for some time so that I will start my own. No, you don't start everlasting churches. Yes, sir. It's a guy. You don't start it. The other is, I want to start church. It's not shop. You don't start it. In fact, they are born. These kind of churches are born. You don't just start it. Let me go and start my own. So you have to stay long. In that church, Pastor Parks, they had people at different levels of everlasting journey. You had children. You had young men. You had fathers. All of them were little children. Because the word little children can be used generically and also particularly. All of them were the little flock. All of them. Churches of the morning are little churches. That littleness is associated. If you are not little, you can't even enter. You can't flock with them. You see those fathers, they are little. The fathers are more little than the young men. The young men are more little than the little children. You see, little, they go. A father is so little. He's so little that he can ascend the throne. Because the throne of God, is called, yes. The throne takes man-child. Child. You are a child. If you're going to sit on the throne, you must be a child. So I'm just saying, the churches of the morning, that's how they are. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So, these things are right to you, that the joy may be full. Now, to bring you into full joy, they have to communicate light. Take me to verse 6, verse 5. Thank you. This then is the message that we have heard of him. That's heard of God. This is the true God. This is the message of the true God. What did I say this is? Or this is the message of the Father. This is the message you have heard of him. And declare unto you, little flock. Luke 12, verse 33. Fear not, O little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yes, they're in the kingdom. But they want to give them the kingdom. Because when you're a little flock, you're in the kingdom already. That littleness is what gives you entrance. All the purpose of the doctrine of Christ is to make you little, to enter into the kingdom of the Father. Eh? So you can, you know, Christ's doctrine should reduce you so that you can enter. Now, the desire of the Father is to reduce you more. So that you can become true. A true soul is very reduced. And they say somebody is a morning star. Don't think about star like star, Mr. Star. No. A star is a meek fellow. They are the meekest of all. Yeah, God told me, say, my powers are tied to my meekness. The powers of God flow out of his meekness. God is a child. The morning is the morning of children. When you think of morning, omo de omo KKK. Awon omo KKK. Lowa ni morning. On sha agbalagba even. When you want to understand morning, look at children. Eh? The way they are, you see them fight. Push one another. Maybe one push some and one fight. The next thing they are playing. They are forgotten. They are forgotten. Everybody say children. In this zone, no tolerance for it. Yes, that's why I said God is light, God is life, God is love. They have no tolerance for it. Now look at 1 John chapter 2. Amen. Oh God, we grant us understanding. Amen. Like our daddy said, remember, he said we'll stay here for a long time. Then, because there's so much thing that they must teach us. Huh? Now, start from verse 6, thereabout. Let me just touch it a little. He that saith and abide in him. Okay, let's start from verse 5. So, whoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of what God perfected. Like I told you, I said, life, the proof of life is love. So, life is fully domiciled in you by love being perfected. Life is fully domiciled as your conversation by love being what? Perfected. Amen. Go to verse 4. Can we all say amen? Amen. He that saith, I know him. Now, if you see him as the true God, then all of them have come into the hand of the true God. Aha. Of course, you know, there are spectrums of the true God, but he that saith, I know him. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not what? His commandments. So knowing him is tied to what? Come on, come on. Knowing him is tied to what? So the purpose of light is for commandments. Light are supposed to interpret commandments for you to do. Eh? So he that said that know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. John has a lot of lines. It's not so difficult. John goes straight to the matter. He that said he loved God, he tells his brother, you are a liar. That's a lie. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is another liar. And the truth is not in him. So this truth is actually a life. It's the life of the Father being domiciled in you. For God desires truth in the inward part of the belly. Eh? Look at verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word. Look at that. So thank you, Pastor. You said light is sourced from the word. So that's what he's still talking about. He that keepeth his word. Eh? In him, verily is what? The love of God perfected. Eh? Hereby we know that we are what? In him. Now we say in him means you are abiding. You have used the word. Eh? You have used light to a place where you are now what? Abiding. Hereby we know. You see, so John is particular about knowing. About knowing where you are. Hereby we know that we are in him. In. We are in him. Remember, Jesus says, I am my Father, we are one. I am in him, he's in me. And I am in him, he's in me because of the works that I have done. So we are in him because we are what? Because of his works. Can we say amen? Yes. We have kept his works. Now look at verse 6. He that said, He abided in him. So you can see that this sense is about abiding. The incorruptible seed is a seed that liveth and what? Abided. Another word for abiding, you know, the Father is the living and true God. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
The living and true God is also the living and abiding God. To be true is to abide. What did I say to be true is? So the true God is the abiding God. So the sense of this epistle is to communicate the wisdom for abiding. He that said abiding in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. This walk is live. Everybody say live. How much say live? That live is reigning. Manifest the life. Bear witness to the life. He that says he's abiding. So an abider should be living, walking. Look at verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment. These are slippery areas. But an old commandment we have heard from the beginning. This commandment is not Christ. I taught it before as Christ. But then I found out that in the beginning, the commandment of the beginning is everlasting life. So, but it's just that there are spectrums of commandments. You come from one commandment to the other. He says, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment. Which you have heard from the beginning. The new old commandment is the what? Is the word which you have heard what? From the beginning. Go to chapter 1. What did they hear from the beginning? Is word of life? Is word of life? Is word of life? Is everlasting life. So we move from one level of life to the other. We move from one level of money to the other. Can we say amen?
Amen.
The old commandment is the word that you have heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Huh? Again, a new commandment I write unto you. Is he contradicting himself? He's not. So we have new mornings. In the morning, the morning is new every morning. Every morning. So you move from morning to morning until you come into full morning. And each morning is calibrated by commandments. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, and that thing is true in him. It's true in him. These other commandments we are bringing is to make you true. It's to make you true and in you. Because the darkness is past. And the true light now shineth. So the true light is now what? Shining. The purpose of that true light is to complete the bad process. For you to come into the full stature of the image of the Father. So that you are what? You are being made a star. The star is a crown of finished works. And like I said, the star is a fellowship. It's a fellowship of brothers. Now look at verse 9. Amen. He that said it is in the light. Look at this. All these things, they are important. He that said it is in the light. And hated his brother. That's another star. He's in what? Darkness even until now. So they don't tolerate hate. Because it's a fellowship of unfeigned love. I say, God will help us here. You have to die completely. He that said is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother. So you can see, attached to life is love. They are the ones that says that, you see. I write to you children because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Then the next set of children, he says, these ones, you are not knowing the Father. Actually, the actual translation is that, I write to you little children for you are knowing the Father. It's not like you have known him fully. You don't know the Father like that. There's a way your child knew you when he was age 6. There's a way he will know you when he's 15.
Yes, sir. Different.
How, one day I beat my boy. How I knew I beat him. I've never beaten him like that before. I really beat him. That is a knowing. When at times he thinks of me, he does not want to near that zone where we beat him that way. So this next set of little children, they are knowing the Father. Then you have the young men. Those young men, they have the word to overcome the wicked one. meaning they are in the season of warning wickedness. Because Satan is the wicked one. Spirits of wickedness, they are in high places. There are many wicked spirits. Yeah. Yeah. So young men are not, they are not saying young men. I'm not talking about young men. These are youth in the spirit.
Yeah.
They are already warring. They are warring with the abiding word. It says, yeah, I've overcome. But actually what it means is that you are overcoming the wicked one.
Yeah.
And the last one was our fathers. He says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who was from the beginning. You know, these fathers themselves, they also need to finish the beginning.
Yeah.
Because all of them had not stand fully in joy. Remember, sir, you can be a father and you are still in the first works of fatherhood. You are in the beginning, but you have not finished. Because the beginning also has an ending. It's all beginning. You can be at the beginning, but you must come into the ending of the beginning. It is those that are at the ending of the beginning that are becoming stars. Those are the fathers. Fathers are keepers, and fathers are holders of covenant. And the purpose of covenant is for reigning. So stars are called to reign. And it's a journey. So you can see, you journey from little children to young men to fathers. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Take me to verse 12. I will just read. Let me just read through. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. So this is my point. Fathers are known by how they handle the beginning. They are men of the beginning. And even in the beginning, their helliness. The more older you become in the beginning, the more helly you are. The hellier you are, the closer you are to the throne. May God grant us grace.
Amen.
All of you here, your destiny is to become a father.
Amen.
Because fathers are stars. I say, the Lord will bless you and keep you.
Amen.
The Lord will make his face shine upon you.
Amen.
In this life campaign, everything you have received will not be taken away from you.
Amen.
I commend you to God and the word of his grace, who is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. You will not lose your heritage.
Amen.
That which the Lord has begun in you, he will perfect it, he will finish it.
Amen.
I see you standing in glory.
Amen.
As a star, as a son of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Come on, begin to thank the Lord.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.